Welcome to the Election 2007 podcast interviews. In this podcast series, candidates in the May 2007 polls tell you what they think about the various issues and problems facing the country. No sound bites, just complete answers to pressing questions so you can make an informed choice in May.
Our guest for this podcast is Sultan Jamalul D. Kiram III of Sulu. Sultan Kiram is running for senator under the administration's Team Unity slate. Welcome to the program, Sultan Kiram. Our first question will be from the breaking news editor of Inquirer.net, Lynette Luna.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Sultan Kiram. The Philippines has been chugging along economically, not really soaring as some of its Asian neighbors. What do you think are the three most important problems keeping the Philippines from feeding its people, sending its kids to school, and giving them all the basic needs for a decent life?
Well, regarding the problem in the Philippines, no, that's what I'm here, that I was just thinking all the time, and I have been telling all the people, the Filipino people, there is one time that shows that there is some poster. If you are interested of the economy of our country, there's only one way to do so, is to help and support the Sultan Sulu, because he will be the one to solve the problem of the economy of the country.
What problems do you see, Sultan?
Well, actually, that was on the time when the, about this Sabah issue. No? Possibly, I'd like to make mention about the Sabah issue. But however, that's the Filipino people have been saying, and that has to support me for that Sabah, because Sabah is part of the Philippines, part of the Sultanate of Sulu. Now, since that I have given the sovereignty right over Sabah to the Philippine government, that involved the whole Filipino people. That means the Filipino people owns them.
And you think, sir, solving the Sabah problem would help the Philippines economically?
Yeah.
How do you think so, sir?
I think you could just imagine, but you just don't know what is Sabah. Sabah is bigger than Mindanao. And as of the moment now, the Malaysian government are getting about 40% of the income, total income of the Malaysian government from Sabah, derived from Sabah.
And you intend, as senator, if you get elected, to be able to resolve this problem by getting that income that the Malaysian government is getting?
That is what we are trying to.
And this is what you intend to do on your first term?
Not exactly, not exactly. Because I don't like also to have this, you know, because sometimes, you know, I have to avoid the relationship between the Philippine government and the Malaysian government.
Aside from Sabah, sir, are there any other problems that you see in the Philippines that is affecting our economy?
Another is regarding the Mindanao problem, and that affects so much about the Philippine economy. You know, because of people down there, the people in Mindanao, they are really longing for all these things that Mindanao can be peaceful to live in. Because when there is a project that has been given by the Muslim countries, you know, because they believe that is a Muslim populace more in Mindanao, to give some support to the Muslim brother and all those, and they would like to give some livelihood program, a project which is intended for the Muslim brother or even Christian brothers that lives in Mindanao. The only reason that they cannot do that because of the problem that we have in Mindanao. Nobody would like to invest right there in Mindanao with the kind of situation that we have.
Thank you very much, Sultan.
You're welcome.
Good evening, Sultan. Alex Villafana, one of the reporters for Inquirer.net.
Good evening.
Do you fully support the call center business in the Philippines?
Yeah, we have to. We have to support that. And, possibly, hopefully, I'll be elected. We'll do that. I will support it.
Do you have any programs about student entrepreneurship?
Yes, we have to improve more of our educational system and worrying so much so that the student of today can be like somebody else in another school. And most especially that we have now, and in every university, it's only, you can name names only very few. These students are studying right there compared with those university that we have in the country also.
On that matter, sir, how would you like to improve the the current Philippine education situation?
I just want to improve the Philippine education. And we have more and because of the new technology that we have today. So by that, then we have to extend more, improve more about the technology. Well, it's so much so that gives an improvement to our students.
Sir, would you look into further increasing taxes to improve financial and economic stability in the country?
Well, if that can be done in that way, then we have to. We give more high tax, but however, that has to be with higher of salaries of workers and all that. Because if we have only to get more high taxes, the salary of the people, the Filipino people, are too low, and then it will take a big problem also.
If you were to increase the taxes, how much do you think would you be taking from employee salary?
I don't think so that I have, but however, we have to encourage our people, especially among the students, we have to encourage.
Sir, in the spirit of transparency, how much in personal income tax did you pay in the past 6 years?
Don't ask me about my income tax. Because so far as in my case, and, I am a full time. Sometimes I don't pay my income tax. No income. No income. How can I pay income tax?
Thank you so much, Sultan.
Yeah, thank you.
Good evening, sir. I'm Veronica Uy. I cover the COMELEC for Inquirer.net. Elections are very expensive. How much do you intend to spend for this election?
For this election, for me to spend? I'm sorry to tell you how much, because I don't have means to expand about this election.
So how do you plan to?
No, I was not because you know when you are being in the party, especially on the administration party, then they will give you some certain amount of money to be spent. But so actually, it's not my money. I don't know what to spend because I don't have yet the budget. We're talking about that because you can spend anything until you'll be given the budget. But for my personal, it's the same to say that I don't have any for my personal. I can't even afford to buy a car for me to go around and campaign.
So why are you running for senator, sir? Instead of, maybe run for a local position?
The reason that I cannot be in the local position because I don't like to have trouble with my own people. Because if I have to run in the local position, I'm going to create an enemy of my own people. And much possible, I don't like to fight them. I don't like to have a quarrel with them. Because, in politics, and they will go to the extent of fighting. They will go to the extent of assassinating.
What are your thoughts, sir, on the automation of elections?
Computerizing the election.
Yes.
Because I am only begging on the Muslim votes, and there's about millions of them, and about six million of the Muslim vote. Plus the Christian also, and among my friends, and everybody knows about me. Well, if it is put good of there, that kind of computerized, then have it done it that way. But if it is because, when you do something like that, because what we are aware about cheating, and by that alone, if the sitting cannot be enough, we might as well go with the computerizing.
Thank you.
Good evening, Sultan. I'm JB Rufino, the editor-in-chief of Inquirer.net. I was wondering, do you intend to use information technology in your campaign plans?
Well, we have to do that. We have to use the technology.
Have you set up a website for your campaign?
Yeah, we do that. We have.
Oh, you do? Are you also planning to use maybe mobile phones?
Yes, we have to. Mobile phone and all.
Sir, what are your views on political dynasties?
Political dynasties?
Yes.
No, that should not be.
Should not be.
Yeah, that should not be done for a political dynasty. You should also give others a chance, especially in the local area. Mayor, then after the husband, then the wife, after then the wife, and then the children. Incident goes back to the husband.
Will you be pushing for any constitutional reforms in your first few years in office?
Yeah, we should have to. That's the case because we don't like that has to be only one family. Only, let's say, but like in my case, the Kiram, all the Kirams over there in the session, as senator, as a congressman, governor, and so forth.
So that's one of the constitutional reforms that you will be pushing?
Yeah, that is to reform.
Basically,
political reform.
Removal of political.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Good evening, Sultan. I'm Mona Espina. I'm an editor here at Enquirer.net. I'd like to ask you, do you plan to push for constitutional reforms within your first 3 years in office?
Yes, we have to push to it.
What mode do you think would be best to amend the constitution? How do you intend that?
We have to amend sensibly within the constitution. Because if we have to go within church change, as they call it, like for instance, it's more advantageous to our people in the South, especially among the Muslims. And you know what? Because of the turn back of the dignity and authority of the Muslim, and more especially, loyalty should be returned back. It should be returned back.
So how do you think the Constitution should be amended? Through a constitutional assembly or a constitutional convention or people's initiative?
It has to be with the constitutional assembly.
Okay. Mm. Through Congress?
Yeah, through Congress we have to bring out people.
Right now, you are the only Muslim who is prominent for the elections for national positions.
Mm.
There are already some observations that maybe you were taken by the administration for its ticket as a token candidate to get the Muslim votes. How will you address that issue if it crops up?
I don't think so. Meaning that I have only to be used by the by the administration. If I think that I only be used, I should not be running. I should not participate anymore in the election.
So you do think you were?
Yeah, because I know because this is in one way and how we solve our problem in Mindanao. Because so far there's no voice in the Senate regarding the problem in Mindanao.
Final question. I'd like to address the topic of Sulu being considered, always described as one of the hotbeds of terrorism in the country. Very briefly, how would you trace the roots of terrorism in the Philippines, say the Abu Sayyaf? Do you think the government is addressing the problem properly?
Might some other way. They might address it properly. However, if I were to size up, most especially in the case of the Abu Sayyaf, as they call it, the Moro National Prison, SOPA. And that's the reason why that I don't like to get down back to my home place. I rather stay outside. I'd rather stay in Manila because I don't like to be born. Because it's sad to say that the ones that are suffering are the civilian people in Mindanao. Because anybody can just pinpoint, this is the Abu Sayyaf, this is the Amon, and though they are not. I don't know, in some cases also, that there's also the real one because of the Abu Sayyaf.
Of course, being from Sulu, very briefly, how did it start? How did the Abu Sayyaf start? And how did it come to be?
I cannot even answer that to you. And, because I don't know, to me, if I have to say that there is no Abu Sayyaf. There is no Abu Sayyaf. Yeah. It came out to be an Abu Sayyaf only about 2 or 3 years ago. And then that happened. And the person Abu Sayyaf that they have there is in Basilan. No, I was just thinking all the while that when the American people get down to Basilan for... No, I think that everything is already open no more, and then now there can be no more Abu Sayyaf no more.
Yeah. So, how do you think if it were left in your hands, how would you solve the problem of terrorism?
We can solve that because I have to bring all my people down and to prove that they are not Abu Sayyaf, and there's no terrorism in our home country. In Sulu. You know, it's an outlaws, and then they turn it into be that way as an Abu Sayyaf. So they enlarge the name of the Abu Sayyaf, so in case because he would like also to get more to get more in a high ranking, then they believe that they say that they are a member of the Abu Sayyaf.
Hi sir, I'm Thea Alberto, the police reporter of Enquirer.net. I would just like to ask, since you mentioned in the platform of government that you want to enact measures that would guarantee equal protection and opportunities for women and the third sex, how do you plan to do this, sir? Do you approve same-sex marriage?
Sex marriage?
Same-sex, like man-to-man?
Yeah, like that. Yeah. No, I won't approve that. I won't approve that. I won't approve that. It's against our religion.
Do you plan to author any law guaranteeing
equal protection?
For gays and lesbians.
Oh yes, we have to.
Could you give any specific aspect of that law that you're you plan to...
I cannot even look for that matter. But hopefully, if I'll be elected and I'll see to it, I have to study for all these things to have equal opportunity for protection.
Regardless of their...
Yeah.
Good evening, sir. I am Teresa Torres, justice reporter from Enquirer.net. Sir, what will be your first bill if ever you will be elected to the Senate?
Let me think about the first bill that I'm going to have, if ever I'll be elected. Because I cannot give any bill if I'm not elected. If I'll be in the position as a senator, then I say to it, look for a bill that is intended for the welfare and for the good of the Filipino people. So let me study and how I get into that kind of bill that we're going to propose.
You mentioned here in your platform that you will push for development projects in Mindanao. What do you think is the most immediate need of the people in Mindanao?
Yeah, the most important because of the development in Mindanao. You can never have a development if it's not peaceful. So first of all, you have to gather all the leaders and to have a discussion among the Muslim leaders in order to be able to find out the solution to the problem in Mindanao. Well, in so much so that all of this development will come later on for that matter. So all the development that has to be given and be extended for the welfare of the Filipino people in Mindanao and from other countries, parang ano na yun, everything will come in if Mindanao will be peaceful to live in.
Thank you for listening to the Election 2007 podcast of Enquirer.net. No part of this podcast may be reproduced without the written consent of Enquirer.net. For more information, comments, or suggestions, you can email us at election2007podcast@enquirer.net. That's ELEKSYON2007podcast@enquirer.net. Produced by Creative Voices Productions. All rights reserved, 2007.